Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. government is shut down after Congress missed a deadline to renew the federal government's funding. Hours before that deadline, Republican Senator Rand Paul held up the bipartisan bill by explaining why he opposed it.
Nothing will be reformed, the waste will continue, and government will keep taking your money irresponsibly and adding to a $20 trillion debt.
Members of the Senate are planning to hold a vote sometime in the next few hours. Democrats blocked a stopgap spending bill, you might remember, in January, triggering a three-day partial federal government shutdown. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says the U.S. is not trying to get involved in the years-long Syrian civil war after U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed about 100 pro-government forces who had attacked coalition-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. Some 300 pro-government forces attacked the SDF headquarters near Deir ez-Zor, Syria. That happened this week and retreated after the coalition knocked out their artillery. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, in a meeting with South Korean leader Moon Jae-in, said Washington would bring maximum pressure to bear on North Korea until they abandon their nuclear weapons program. This followed an earlier announcement in Japan.
I'm announcing today that the United States of America will soon unveil the toughest and most aggressive round of economic sanctions on North Korea ever.
Mr. Pence said the U.S. will act with resolve in the face of North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile threats and reiterated all options remain on the table. He said North Korea repeatedly responds to overtures from the world with broken promises. This is VOA News. Barely days after his son's release from jail, Samsung chairman Lee Kun-hee has been named a suspect in a $7.5 million tax evasion case. That story now from Reuters' Sarah Carlton.
The elder Lee is in hospital and could not be questioned due to his physical condition. The chairman has been there since 2014 after suffering a heart attack, after which his son was regarded as the de facto head of the group. Police said the bank accounts holding over $350 million were found during a look into whether the elder Lee had misappropriated company funds to renovate the Lee family home. These aren't his first criminal allegations either. In 2009, the elder Lee was convicted of a separate charge of tax evasion and later pardoned by former President Lee Myung-bak. Current leader Moon Jae-in has vowed to put the country's family-run conglomerates under stronger scrutiny.
Reuters' Sarah Carlton reporting. Pakistan's Minister for the Interior, Ahsan Iqbal, says the United States' attempt to cut Pakistan's military or civilian aid may lead to further complications in relations between the two countries. Two members of the U.S. House of Representatives here in Washington say Pakistan is a country that knowingly provides resources for terrorists. Pakistan denies the charge and counters by saying it has paid a heavy price for fighting against terrorists. At least 15 people were killed, several others injured during clan fighting this week in South Sudan. Some homes were set on fire, forcing villagers to flee to a nearby forest. One witness said the situation is, in his words, terrible, and he does not see a way out. The source of contention is land dispute between two Boer clans. Tensions erupted in December, leaving 22 people dead, 18 others injured. South Sudan has officially declared an end to the country's cholera epidemic, which erupted more than 18 months ago, infecting more than 20,000 people, killing 436. Here's Lisa Schlein reporting.
Aid agencies say enhanced surveillance alerted them to affected areas where rapid response teams were deployed to investigate and ferret out new cases. They say efforts made to provide clean water, promote good hygiene practices, and treat cholera patients were instrumental in containing the disease. A series of national vaccination campaigns last year was also critical in ending the outbreak. Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, provided more than 2.2 million doses of oral cholera vaccine. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And you can get more news by going to our website. Find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.